Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. And I, on yesterday's broadcast, was attempting to lay a foundation on what I'm going to be sharing regarding conquering Canaan. The Israelites of old, those who doubted and believed the negative report of the 10 spies, did not enter into the promised land. But those, that succeeding generation, the children who grew up, they were the ones that had the privilege of actually entering into this promised land, this Canaan land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, for us today, as spiritual believers under the new covenant, there is a spiritual parallel, if you will. We, in our unsaved state, were in the bondage of Egypt. We were a slave to sin. But when we were born again, God brought us out. He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the glorious kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. But while we have been born again and we're new creatures in Him, a lot of times that slave mentality of the carnal nature lingers on, just as it did for the children of Israel. And so I want to be sharing with you 8 characteristics or traits, if you will, of those that went with Joshua to possess the land. And with the Lord's help, we'll do that. In fact, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You that we are apt students of the Word of God, that we want to learn not just about You. We want to know Your ways. We want to understand Your heart. We want to possess Your character. We want the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And so, Father, we ask for Your anointing upon this time that we're sharing the Word of God this week. But Lord, I specifically now would pray for those who need a touch in their bodies, in their minds, in their souls, in their spirits. Lord, I ask You to strengthen them. I ask You to touch them. Lord, You said we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You are our mighty conquering God. You are the Lord of hosts, and we look to You, Lord. We stand in Your great salvation. We have been availed ourselves of the full armor of God. And Father, now I ask that You would just fight the battles of Your beloved, those that need Your strength, those that need comfort. Lord, I take authority over demonic attacks in Jesus' name. I take authority over oppressing spirits, and I thank You, Lord, You have not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. So I release praise in the hearts of Your people, that no matter what things look like, in faith, they will praise You and they will see the victory forthcoming. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, that's basically what we did on yesterday's broadcast. We talked about the importance of faith. But now, as we move to that first point, if you will, of that Joshua generation, they had a conquering spirit. They had the faith and the courage to enter into the promised land and to go on the offensive, because there was a command that Moses gave to Joshua that they were to go over. And beloved, for us, we need a Holy Ghost boldness to attack the kingdom of darkness and take hold to claim possession of what rightfully belongs to us. Now, God said, I have given you the land. But there were giants there. There were walled cities. It wasn't a piece of cake. They had to fight for their inheritance, just as we do, beloved. We go through the trial of our faith. We go through testings because our faith is perfected to the trials that we go through. But God has assured us of victory if we will continue to persevere and faint not. In due season, we will reap. That's what the scriptures tell us. And so let me just share with you the word of the Lord that came to Moses and to Joshua. I'll start reading in chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And that wonderful promise in verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. And so the Lord is commissioning Joshua to take the offensive, to possess, to conquer that which God had given them, to subdue the people. Their first assignment was Jericho. They were to utterly destroy that. Now, there's only one phrase in the entire Word of God, one phrase in the Bible that guarantees success to God's people. Do you want to know what that is? Well, if you go just a little bit further in that first chapter, verse 8 says this, this book of the law, in other words, God's law, God's commandments, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So success is promised, was promised to Joshua, is promised to us if we will meditate, not just read, or not just think about, but really ponder, to kind of chew over, if you will, in our mental processes, that which God talks about for us. And not only that, not only to think about it, to meditate upon it, but to be obedient, to observe to do according to all that is written therein. So that twofold thing, if we think upon it as our necessary food, just as our physical body requires food, our spirit man requires the Word of God. And if we will do that and we will obey God, we will be prosperous and we will have good success. So if we're lacking in any of those two areas in our lives, then we might see, is there something we're not doing according to God's blueprint for our lives? And so we, as a people of God, have our foundation built upon the Word of God. And we must have a deep hunger for the Word of God. We must allow it to have central place in our lives. We need the revelation that comes as the Spirit of God opens the Word of God. The Word must be central in our lives because the Word, not only the written Word, but Jesus is identified as the Word. Someone once said that in the book of Genesis, we see that God chose men. In the book of Exodus, we see that God redeems men. Praise God. In Leviticus, we see God calling men. In Numbers, we see God speaking to men. In Deuteronomy, we see God commanding men. But in Joshua, the book of Joshua, we see God conquering through men. And if he would do that through his people, Israel, under the old covenant, is that not his desire for us today under a new and better covenant? Romans 8 and 37 says, we are more than conquerors through Christ. We are to be a conquering generation. Today, as we're seeing the end times surround us, we see prophecies being fulfilled, we should allow no tolerance for the devil's schemes. We need, and I'm speaking, our first responsibility is in our own lives. And then I believe we have a responsibility to pray for our nation, to pray for the body of Christ, to pray for those things that are happening around the world as God would quicken to our hearts to pray. They had a command to totally destroy all the ites, the Perizzites, the Uzzites, all the ites of the Canaan, of Canaan land, because it says in one place, I don't recall the actual reference, but that they the iniquity, well, I think it was the iniquity of the Amorites, is not quite yet full. So God had given them time. He had dealt with them. It's not outlined in the Word, but God is a God of mercy and judgment and justice. He's not willing that any should perish. He does not willingly, Jeremiah says, afflict the sons of men. So we need to have a conquering spirit that comes from faith, not in our own abilities, but in the full, complete work that Jesus accomplished by coming as a man. He assumed our nature. He became just like us, completely God and completely man, although without that sin nature. So first of all, then, we need a conquering spirit. And then secondly, I would suggest we need to have a burning desire for the presence of God in our lives. You know, the first mention of Joshua is found in Exodus, the 17th chapter. And there we see that in verse 9 of that chapter, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." So Joshua did what Moses commanded. And of course, that's where God gave victory, as Aaron and Hur supported Moses' hands throughout that day. God gave them victory. And we see that Joshua was not only Moses' minister, he waited on him, but he was also a valiant warrior. We need to be all those things, a servant to the Lord, a priest unto our God, and to offer praises, but also we need to be willing to put on that full armor of God and go out on the offensive when need be. Well, again, I'm just still getting into this word, and I do hope that you can be with me tomorrow as we continue on. Thank you so much for joining me, and if you have some ites, but Perizzites and modern-day Uzzites and all those things that the enemy brings your way, if you need help, because, you know, Joshua couldn't do it alone. He needed God's people. And so I invite you to write the announcement. We'll give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.